In the news this week, Dr. Hilary Cass raises concerns that adults are being rushed into trans-affirming procedures. More than 500 academics urge the government to implement a new university free speech law. And renowned hymn writer Timothy Dudley Smith dies aged 97. Hello. The author of the landmark Cass Review has outlined reported failings in adult gender clinics. In a letter recently made public, Dr. Hilary Cass told NHS England that a number of clinicians were concerned that patients were being rushed onto cross-sex hormones. There was a perception from some that the approach was ideologically driven and polarised, and it was difficult to question the approach or discuss concerns. She was told by clinicians that consent procedures were inadequate, clinical protocols lacking, and administrative processes chaotic. NHS England's John Stewart and Professor James Palmer said they would consider the feedback in the upcoming review of gender clinics. In Scotland, NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde announced that its gender clinics will no longer accept self-referrals from adults or children. Patients can now only be referred by their GP or mental health services. More than 500 academics have called on the government to implement a new law ensuring universities protect free speech. Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson has shelved the Freedom of Speech Act, claiming it would have a negative impact on vulnerable groups and be burdensome on providers. But in an open letter to the Secretary of State, professors and lecturers from across Britain warned that over the last 20 years, hundreds of academics and students have been hounded, censured, silenced, or even sacked for the expression of legal opinions. Academics and students, they argued, need the protection afforded by the legislation. Former psychology student James Essis, who was ousted by his college for sharing his gender-critical views, has now been exonerated. In a formal apology, the Metanoia Institute in London admitted discriminating against him for his beliefs that sex is binary, immutable, and biological. It also recognised the importance of freedom of speech within educational institutions. An American Olympian has given glory to God after setting a new world record in the women's 400-metre hurdles. Gold medalist Sydney McLaughlin Leroney, who attends Pastor John MacArthur's church in Los Angeles, completed the race in 50.37 seconds. Following her victory, she said glorifying God is about how she conducts herself, not just the result. I credit all that I do to God. He's given me a gift. He's given me a drive. I just want to continue to improve upon myself, and I have a platform, and I want to use it to glorify Him. And so, whenever I step on the track, it's always the prayer of God, let me be the vessel in which you're glorified, whatever the result is. And finally, the Right Reverend Timothy Dudley Smith has died, aged 97. An ordained minister in the Church of England and former Bishop of Thetford, he also served as General Secretary of the Church Pastoral Aid Society and Director of the Evangelical Alliance. But it was for his hymns that Timothy Dudley Smith was best known. Over a period of 60 years, he penned more than 400, including the much-loved Tell Out My Soul, The Greatness of the Lord, and Lord, for the years, your love has kept and guided. At an event to celebrate his 80th birthday, fellow hymn writer, the late Michael Saywood, remarked, "He tells us that hymn writing has been for me a most enriching and entirely unexpected gift. We, his friends and colleagues, thank God for the evident demonstration of these gifts by first-class tradesmen." Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.